This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what do you have for us today?
You know, you don't know if you don't ask. You know what I mean?
Oh, close mouth doesn't get fed kind of thing.
There you go. You have to ask. Uh-oh. And you know, sometimes you have to take that step. And a lot of people just are afraid to take that step, afraid to ask the hard questions. And sometimes, you know, in order to get results, you got to ask the tough questions. And the question is, the title of the prank is, can I paint your wife naked? That's the question?
There's something wrong with everything you just said. Okay.
Can I paint your wife naked? That's all I'm asking.
Is this a short prank? Because the answer is no. And the prank is over.
There was a Ready to Love episode kind of like this.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, they were painting naked.
Yes.
This woman was full frontal naked. She had to blur out her private
part. It wasn't full frontal. She was backward naked, too. All of her was naked.
But that's all we saw. Yeah. Okay. That's all I saw.
There's no other way to be naked, Shirley. There's nothing going. I mean, ain't just full frontal. It's everything. Side, back, upside down. You're naked. Okay?
It was something. Yeah.
When did you become so comfortable with being naked? Because you've always been...
Since we've known him.
That's y'all problem. I walk out in my backyard naked all the time.
Oh.
I do it. Where did come from? Y'all got to get more comfortable with that. That's my neighbors. What? This is my property. What? this is my 2 acres. I'm walking around my 2 acres. All right, let's go, cat dog. Can I paint your wife naked?
Hello?
Hello, I wish to speak with a Mr. please. Hello, sir. My name is Sebastian. I am with the Art Institute. And I wanted to give you a call about... I have a huge showing coming up where I'm going to be displaying my portfolio and all of my drawings within it. But I have one drawing that I'm looking to display that I have not put on canvas yet. And I'm looking to take something of essence to put on canvas. And I wanted to call you about getting permission.
Well, wait, hold on, dog. Just to stop you right now. I don't do that. All right? I'm not a model. That's not my profession. So... You would not waste your time no more, you know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and go.
I don't think you understand that my showing is going to have some very important people there. Okay. I am, like I said before, with the Art Institute.
Okay, like I said, dog, I don't do that. That's not me. I mean, dog, I hate it. You know, what, you just calling folks up? You a solicitor or something? I mean, y'all just randomly picking out folks and trying to get them to model up, man?
Mr. No, I'm not just randomly calling people. I actually have done research in order to get your number. What I'm doing is I'm not calling you as for being a model that I'm going to portray on canvas, but you have something far more greater visually that I would like to behold on canvas. Now, you're married to your wife is am I correct?
Whoa, dog. No, for real, who is this? Seriously, how'd you get my number? How'd you get my number? Because you're talking about my wife and stuff.
Sir,
how do you know my wife?
My name is Sebastian. I am with the Art Institute. What I'm trying to do is capture and immortalize the beauty of essence on canvas.
Okay, yo, for real though, you just can't, you don't talk about my wife, all right?
So I'm not calling in a negative manner towards your wife. I want to immortalize her and capture her on canvas, the okay. beauty that she beholds. I've seen your wife several times. You guys reside.
Whoa! You see my wife? Where do you see my wife at? Why are you watching my wife?
I've seen her. She shops on 125th Street in Harlem. I've seen her so many times there. And she holds all the beauty that an artist would like to put on canvas. Like I said before, I have a huge showing in May. You're welcome to come out as well.
Yeah,
there's going to be so many important people there. But I want to call and get permission from you about painting your wife.
No, you ain't got that permission, Playboy. You just can't go around following my wife and trying to immortalize her, whatever. Just said, all right, so no.
I would like to let you know, I have taken the liberty myself. I have painted your wife's head.
What? Yo, you have lost your damn mind. You can't be just walking around here painting folks' heads. You got to get permission for that. What's wrong with you? You are crazy.
You don't understand. Your wife holds the essence that every artist wants to.
I don't care what she holds. You can't be going around painting folks' heads. What's wrong with you?
Sir, that's the reason why I'm calling, trying to get permission from you. I, Sebastian, want to put your wife on canvas because she holds the essence that every artist wants to behold. She immortalized the beauty of canvas.
Whoa, hold up, dog. You telling me you walking around Harlem painting my wife's head? What kind of is that? What the are you doing, dude?
I'm only trying to complete my portfolio.
Your portfolio. Listen to this. If I see my wife's head anywhere, I don't care, newspaper, magazine, I don't care where, billboard, wherever, I'm going to find your and I'm going to whoop your. You understand what I'm saying to you? I'm going to shoot to you. You understand that?
Sir, I don't want to have a duel with you, sir.
A duel? What is a duel? What a duel? In fact, what name is Sebastian? What kind of name is that, Sebastian?
Sir, all I want to do is paint your wife in her rawest and purest form.
Raw and purest form mean? What the do you want? Seriously.
I want to paint your wife. I want to paint her in the nude.
Are you out your mind? No. That's what you should do. Tell me where you at. You want to paint something? I'll give you something to paint. Tell me where you at. 125th. Meet me 125th. That's what's up. I want to whoop your ass. Meet me. Paint me. You out your mind talking about you want to paint my wife in the nude. I'm going to take them brushes and stick them up your
Mr. She holds the essence that every person should
be. I don't give a what she holds. I don't give a be out your mind for asking me some like that.
Sir, I must ask you, do you think that you are the only person that has seen your wife in the nude? Surely there's been men before you that have seen her in the nude.
That. Who the f*** are you? Hey, my wife ain't no more. You call my wife a f***? Is that what you saying? Are you calling my wife a f***? You.
I want to paint your wife in the beauty that she beholds on canvas,
what
sir.
What the f*** did you not understand? I just said f*** you. No. I told you, meet me on the corner of 125th and Clayton Powell.
I got one more thing. I just want to
say
this is Matthew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
What?
This is Matthew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, man. I was moving furniture in here, dude. I mean, you got me, dog. Oh, man, y'all got
it. It was Sebastian, sir.
Dude. Where the you get Sebastian from? I was to paint brushes and we was about to paint Harlem with your
Hey, he told me, man. He said, man, he loved his wife to
Hell yeah.
Part. I said, all right, let me say this right now.
loves you. Let me get one more thing from you, man. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Yeah, man. It's Steve Harvey in the morning show, baby.
All right, there it is. Got to play to my nigga. Hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.